All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, October 25th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a ton of DFS action coming at you over the weekend. We have MMA already underway. We have college football games already underway. We have golf round three starting in about 10 minutes here after a early finish today to round two. And then we have NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, ton of DFS action coming at you. So super fun time to be playing some DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show on Saturdays here at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, so you can tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen here, and we actually didn't have any questions prior to the show, which is cool sometimes. It gives us opportunities to do some slate demos and walk through some things in the app here. So I got the football main slate for tomorrow pulled up here, and we will just jump in and do a build demo here. So one thing is always build the max number of lineups your plan allows. Okay, I lower it here. Sometimes people ask me. I just do it for the sake of time. So we don't have to sit here and let lineups run for like a very long time. But if your max is 500, great, leave it. If your max is 5,000, great, leave it, whatever it is. All right, outside of that, I'm just going to make the two minimum required projection adjustments. And then we do have a default. We used to have a default rule. Maybe it's gone. Hold on. I just want to try something, see if it comes back. So usually there's like the no players against opposing defense rule. Was kind of surprised not to see it. So I'm just going to hard refresh and check. Okay, yeah, there it is. Don't use players against opposing defense. Generally a fine rule, especially on bigger slates. I think you can consider leaving it off on smaller slates, right? Like those two-game Monday night slates, you know, maybe like some afternoon slates, stuff like that, right? I think this week looks like there's like a three-game afternoon. I would probably leave it off for like smaller slates. So just always remember the less games on the slate, the weirder things that can happen. So be a little bit more open to avoiding some of those maybe hard and fast rules that work when there are more games on the slate. So that's the only thing I'm really changing up front, getting ready for a build here. Before we continue, question rolling in. Hey, Andrew, trying out college football the last 2 weeks, sim numbers actually looked pretty strong starting out last week. CFB, one of those I should be late swapping before every game or just with news? Okay, very good question. So the answer to this is that we do not have live sims for college football. So late swapping at every lock interval, not as important. Okay, so the only time you should really be late swapping in college football is when you see projection adjustments. Okay. So like if I pull up our Discord and we look here, right. So it looks like the last sim ran before lock for this Robbie Ashford adjustment. I'm assuming quarterback, and I'm going to remove the question, quarterback change here. It looks like somebody who was expected to start took a backup role. Somebody who wasn't expected to start was now starting. So what I would be doing is looking in this channel, just like keeping it up in like a tab or something, and seeing if any new sims run. If no sims run, it is not as valuable to late swap because we're not taking into account the live data. We're not updating projections, right? So you don't need to do so. So just look out for projection adjustments. That is the only time I would late swap in college football. Good question. All right, next question. When I review my lineups the next day, when I check my pool, I seem to have very competitive lineups, but the lineups in my portfolio don't do as well. Are there any tips or something I can do different to get the more competitive lineups in the portfolio, usually doing 150 max. Okay, so this one's kind of hard, right? Part of this is like, if we knew what lineups were like going to be the best lineups, you know, obviously we would put those at the top of your pool because we want you to win and we want to have you help you have good results. So part of it is like a little unlucky. The other thing to remember, right, is that even like let's say, you know, we're just going to use NFL for an example, you know, big NFL slate, right? There are probably hundreds of thousands of like positive EV lineups, like good lineups that you can play, right? And like, yeah, a pool of 5,000 is like cool, but obviously it's still just like a segment of like, one, the overall lineups you can build, and then two, like the number of like good lineups that you can build. So part of me thinks that, okay, it is encouraging that within your 5,000, you're building competitive lineups, right? Now, I think it's more just kind of like a matter of time before those lineups kind of fall into your sets here. I don't think there's anything like particular you can do to weed those out and play those specifically, right? Some things you could do are maybe you're playing like a contest selection split that is like 80-20 with the 80% being like single entry in 3 max and like the 20% being like 20 and 150 max. Maybe you flip that, right? Maybe you go 80% 20 and 150 max, 20% single entry 3 max. So what you end up doing is playing a bigger percentage of the lineups in your pool, right? The more lineups you're taking from the pool, the better chance you have of getting those lineups actually into the contests that you're playing, right? So that's kind of like one aspect of it. But it is good that you're building strong lineups right away. So wish I could say like, yeah, you know, we're going to get the highest scoring lineups into your contest like every single time. You know, it happens for me. It happens for other people on our team too. It's something that, you know, I think everyone kind of deals with and kind of just got to keep plugging away at it. All right, follow-up from Eric. Gotcha. That actually brought something else up that I thought of. Am I correct in understanding NHL does not have live projections either? So really same approach there, just swap with news. The answer is yes, you are correct. We do not have live sims for NHL, so you'd want to take the same approach. So right now, the only swap sports that we have live projections for are NFL, NBA, and MLB. Those are the three. We also have, we do like live sims for golf, but obviously like all the golfers lock at the same time. So that's a little bit more for like sweat equity purposes, because, you know, it can lock on Thursday and then run through Sunday. So that's a little bit more entertainment value, as far as like getting not as much, you know, getting like edge in your contests. But those are like the four sports that I can think of right now, and I can check the sport log. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, those are the only four sports that we have live sims for. So NFL, NBA, MLB, and golf. All right. Follow up from Coach. I only have the 500 lineup plan with Shift It, but I understand what you're saying. Thank you. Okay, awesome. Yeah. Follow from Eric. Got it. I'm so hands off on late swaps and whatnot. Sometimes I don't even notice. Appreciate the clarification. Yeah, no, I can totally understand that. You know, obviously it varies sport to sport. I think, you know, in a perfect world, we would like to build it out for like every sport that we have. I think that there are some sports though where like, and my college football and NHL are very good examples of this. We have a hard enough time just getting like confirmed line data, just getting news about like teams and which players are playing for like college football, because there's so many college football teams. Reporting isn't great. You got to follow you know, very specific people who may or may not cover this. And you know, it's hard enough just to get news that it almost becomes like a data problem where it's like, okay, if we can like barely get this other info, like where can we get the info we need, you know, to provide the data and information to run live sims too. So that ends up like hindering our ability to kind of build it out for like everything. But hopefully eventually, you know, these things get better and we can provide all of that for basically all of these like different types of sports. All right. Let me check office hours before we jump back into a demo here. And still good there. Eric said, yeah, NHL is a nightmare in that sense. I totally understand. Okay, cool. All right. So we set this build up. We set up default rule, 2 projection adjustments, no other changes, right? Default sliders, no filters, default minimax salary. The only thing I'd probably do is come in and select my template. Like I have one starred, so it's automatically activated. No entry file, so I'm just going to use a manual group for now. And I'm going to build some lineups. All right, we'll let these lineups run. Build is about finished. All right. Lineup. So remember how Portfolio uses Sabre score, but then Portfolio Plus uses ROI. So when you see that calculating, what it's doing is it's solving the portfolio for the Sabre score in the event that you want to use it. Okay. Here I'm just going to use uniques 1 and I'm going to use Sabre score. So we got our lineups loaded up. Where is my projection exposure? There it is. Okay. So I got my ownership, my leverage, my exposure. That all looks pretty good. Move position out of here. Sweet. All right. So about ready to rock and roll here. Now, I prefer to look at lineups in expanded view just personally here. But let's say, you know, okay, I'm getting ready, right? I want to start analyzing this. Big things we're looking at. Exposure column, leverage column, right? Yeah, I might have, you know, 40% exposure to a player, but there's like a big difference if the player's 4% owned versus 23% owned, right? That's where kind of leverage comes involved. Leverage is like the positive leverage are the players I'm taking a stand on, and then negative leverage are like the players I'm taking a stand against. So here I am way under on McCaffrey, and then I am way over on Bijan. You know, I got to decide like, hey, do I agree with these things? Do I want to make updates to their minimax exposures? A recent change that we made, which I think is like really cool, is if you have multiple groups, say I'm playing a 150 max, and then say I'm playing a single entry, right? If I have, if I start to set minimax exposure, say it's like, okay, you know what? This is a little too much Bijan for me. I want to be like 60%. Before, the minimax exposure used to get sent to each group, but now what happens is only exposures of either 0 or 100 get sent to single entries, and everything in between from 1 to 99% only gets sent to groups with more than one lineup. So here, a 60% max exposure on Bijan would only go to my 150 max, and it would still allow Bijan to be in the single entry here. So this is like a pretty nice quality of life adjustment that we made recently. So if I open up my single entry, look, it still has Bijan, even though he's being limited to 60%. And then just so you guys know, the exposure might be off. Well, the reason for that is because of this, right? He's technically 60% in the 150 max, but then he's in the one extra lineup. So he's in 60, he's in slightly over 60% of our lineup. So like this max exposure column is red because he's in 60.3 because of the added lineup. So nothing you need to worry about, just something to be aware of. But overall, a good change. And then even though this cell is red, both groups are stable, so they don't have a yellow, you know, outline. They don't have a yellow exclamation point. So you know that the exposure is being met in each group individually. But yeah, after that, it's really just kind of dialing this in, right? So we brought Bijan down. He's still our highest exposed player, but his leverage is in line with a lot of our other players. On the flip side, you know, if we wanted to set a minimum exposure to McCaffrey, right? Maybe we don't want to be this far under. Maybe we want to be half his ownership. Okay, I could set a 10%. The 10% only, again, only goes to the 150 max. And now we're still negative leverage on him, but we're a little bit closer to our other negative leverage stands, and we're not so far against him. So just kind of managing risk. Basically, all this is managing risk, dialing things in to your liking. And then once you're happy, once your contests are assigned to your groups, this download lineups button will say save all. It'll be green. And then you can save it and then download the lineups from the upper left here. So that's a little bit of an NFL demo for you guys. All right. Looking around here, answered our questions in YouTube chat, caught up in office hours, knocked out a build demo. Think we're going to get out of here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.